Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me on the podcast right now is the man of the chart. That's all he does, charts and ladies. That's all he's about. Zach.
Great. You make me sound like a groper. That's fantastic, Justin.
Check
the groper
out my,
of the charts is probably what I'm going
and
for.
And often you combine the two, don't you? Charts
yes, exactly,
and ladies.
Yes.
All right. Come home and check out my charts. All right. So Anglesey Mining, three stocks in 3 minutes, moving on news. AYM, they've announced they've raised, 310,000 at 2.858 pence. It's going up on that. AYM, what do you reckon on the chart, Zach?
Beautiful, looks like a V-shaped bull flag, top of the channel here, up to 5.5 pence, basically retesting that brief spike we had earlier in the month. And the upside value while we hold above, let's say, 2.5, which is recent flag support. So looking very, very nice indeed, actually. I like the extended base that we've had there since April, so that's also quite nice.
Someone said to me, you should be invested in those, Justin, being Welsh. I thought, I can't invest in every Welsh company just because they're from Wales. Okay, Codal Minerals, COD, mineral exploration, they're pleased to announce that the reverse circulation drilling has commenced at its Bougouni lithium project in southern Mali. What do you reckon, COD?
Well, there was, I like my gaps through averages. So we had one of those in August through the 200-day moving average at 0.05 pence, mm-hmm. after which the shares went up to 0.22 pence. So that was shows that sometimes charting does work. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd let you know. And the current situation has been bounced off the 200-day moving average at 0.06 pence. Initial target here, the 50-day line at 0.1. Above that, be looking to retest the glory days of September above 0.2 pence.
Good COD. Right, last one. Keras Resources, KRS. They've announced the completion of a reverse circulation drilling. What is a reverse circulation drilling? COD's doing it, KRS is doing it. It's obviously the trendy
it's
thing
the
to
new,
do.
It's a new trend, yeah.
Let's get into it, Zach.
Or something. It's very, very trendy.
Anyway, at their flagship Klondike Gold project in Australia there, Western Australia. So KRS, what do you reckon on the chart there?
0.4 is the main support area. We would like that to hold with a reverse, whatever it was, that was called or not.
Circulation drilling.
Yeah, if you're cautious, you wait for a break above the 50-day average at 0.58 before going long and targeting the 200-day line at 0.88. But I will say all that or indicate that in the email I sent you or the chart I sent you.
Okay. I just wonder what's wrong with normal drilling rather than reversing it. It doesn't work. They tried that and failed several times.
Exactly.
Let's try reversing it, guys. Okay, this works. Marvelous, Zach, if you send me the charts, I'll put them on voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and you can see the finely annotated charts of Zach right there, ladies. All right. Cheers, Zach.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.